to my heart. Hear the whisper of the raindrops that grow softly against my.
Oh, that was too bad, Mr. Green. We're sorry. time warp just warped. Thanks, Ashley and Mars. That was so fun. All right, this is WMFO Medford, and we're at Tufts University at Curtis Hall. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Happy to be here. And let's see, what are we going to start with? We're going to start with an important announcement. If I can get my handy book over here. Right. No matter what it takes, it's important to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you can, you do what you have to do to make sure your kids, or adults for that matter, are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kids-buckle-up. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's a mouthful. And the Ad Council. All right, so it's very important that people put their seatbelts on. And I hope this thing is going to stay on like it's supposed to. Had some issues with it last week. All right, so let's see. We're going to start us off with something that's new into the station, but... And I couldn't find it at first. I thought, oh, I hope it hasn't disappeared already. But it's here, so I'm going to share it with you as soon as I get everything loaded in or loaded up. All right, so this is actually the Los Angeles Forum, April 26, 1969, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And I think we'll do tax-free. I just had my taxes done. Yep. Have to tell you something about that. So waiting for this to boot itself up. Machines are a little bit slow, but that's all right. We'll it says initialize, so I don't know. Usually doesn't take that long. All right, let's see, we'll get this going on. Huh. Still doing initialize. Something's not right. Oh, here we go. It just took its time. Okay, so I think we've got an intro first and then tax-free, or maybe we'll do just, we'll go right to that. Let's see what we got here. Ha! Huh. Ooh, this is a very long cut. Well, all right, we'll do it.
Thank you. Okay. We gotta make sure we're in tune. Hold on a second. I'd like to dedicate this one to somebody's girlfriend. We don't know who she is right now. We'll find out later on after the show. I don't know. We don't know who the girl's name is. We'll find out though. I hope you don't mind us tuning up between every song. Anyway, you know, Cowboy's the only one to stay in tune anyway. So we're having this a slight bit of trouble, but just hold on. You know, everything's gonna be all right before we finish. We're gonna stay here until everything's all right. So we might not never finish. So here you go. Some of you out there are wondering what the hell I'm trying to do. Wiggling my hand like this.
All right, a little bit there of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Yeah, if that didn't clear out your brain, I don't know what will. So, yeah, it's fun to hear them noodling around in between the songs. All right, you're listening to Tufts Radio WMFO. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And now that we've got our brains sorted out, or maybe not, share something with you from Israel 21st Century, this wonderful website. They have, this is an article by Abigail Klein-Leachman, dated February 22nd. So, the title is, Physicist begins work on giant space parasol to cool our planet. Sending up a huge parasol to partially block the sun could decrease Earth's temperature by a degree or two, says Cool Earth Innovator. Pretty amazing. So, like a beach umbrella in the sand, could a humongous space blanket strategically situated between Earth and Sun block enough solar radiation to cool our planet a degree or two? Particle physicist Professor Yoram Rosen, director of the Asher Space Research Institute at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology, plans for his team to build a working model to prove the feasibility of this audacious concept. Rosen reasons that a giant sunshade of mylar or a similar material could effectively counter the temperature rising effect of excess greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide, CO2, trapping too much solar radiation in the atmosphere. Once he finds funding for his Cool Earth proof of concept, it could be launch ready within 3 to 4 years. Perhaps Rosen's project being featured in the New York Times will inspire environmental organizations to donate toward the estimated $20 million cost of Cool Earth. The Earth lives in thermodynamic balance with the sun, Rosen explains. Solar radiation heats the Earth, and the Earth has to cool itself by radiating back to achieve a balance. The problem is that there are too many greenhouse gases preventing the radiation from escaping the atmosphere, and therefore the Earth's temperature is rising. One solution is carbon capture, removing some of the excess CO2. But that's not easily done, and we are talking about a huge amounts, Rosen tells Israel 21st Century. Another solution is to paint the planet white to increase Earth's reflectivity. But it's not so easy just to paint everything white. It doesn't work this way. The space blanket idea belongs to a third bucket of solutions that approach the problem from the other direction. Since we are limited in our ability to help Earth radiate, let's try not to have as much solar radiation heating it, so the need for cooling will be relieved a bit. That's the approach we're working on, says Rosen. A massive sunshade could make the Earth's temperature drop by 1.5 degrees Celsius in a year or so. It won't free us from the effects of climate change, Rosen admits. Even if today we would stop all pollution completely, things are not going to get better. We will be stuck with this current temperature and associated catastrophes. There will still be cows emitting methane and vehicles emitting CO2. If we are very good at reducing pollution, we can reduce the rate at which we're heating, but we will still heat up. Nevertheless, Rosen's shading solution could make us more comfortable. Cool Earth is a small version of a bigger global solution. We will send a miniature version of this huge parasol, sail, blanket, umbrella, whatever you want to call it, as a technological demonstrator to show it's possible, says Rosen. Then, maybe people can pick up and do the global solution. We want to start the engine. The Cool Earth demonstrator planned to span a modest 100 square feet. Won't make a dent in global warming, of course. To really reduce the temperature, we need about 2.5 million square kilometers of material, which is roughly a million square miles, the size of Argentina or Algeria, Rosen says. Where to put the shield? The sun shield will only work outside of the atmosphere in a specific spot called Lagrange Point, 1 L1, between Earth and the sun. It's about 1.5 million kilometers, approximately 900,000 miles from Earth. Here, the gravitational forces of the two bodies cancel each other. Theoretically, that means an object would stay put. However, solar radiation pressure pushes objects toward Earth. So we have to find the exact spot where the three forces, the two gravitational forces and solar radiation pressure, will balance out to zero. We call that point L1, SRP, says Rosen. It's fascinating. If it crosses out of bounds of L1 or L1 SRP, game's over, it will fail. Or it will fall, that's what it will do. Because several other space missions are already in L1, he says, we know of a few methods of getting there. That's the easy part. The hard part is how do we know that we are in exactly the right place? This is an issue of navigation. One of my students, Moshe Golani, is working on it. We believe that he found a method that can work for us, drifting into space. For the past three decades, Rosen has been helping colleagues unravel the mysteries of the universe in the world's best playground for particle physicists, the CERN lab, S-E-R-N lab in Geneva. Well, there's quite a bit more in this article. It's quite fascinating. Go to Earth 21st Century, the number, 21C, to get more of this just fascinating article. All right. I like to share stuff from Israel 21st Century. I think it's quite fabulous. Okay, so we have Laser Lord coming up next here on the Voicemobile.
I believe, yeah. believe it's the time to love. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, I woke up this morning. Yes, I felt like I'm just ready to love.
Time.
Fabulous. Idan Rachel Project. Seminin was the name of the song. When they were here at Berkeley several years ago, they played that, and I was dancing up in the front of the stage, and they pulled me up on the stage, and I got to dance with the ladies. Oh, it was absolutely fabulous. So much fun. And somebody actually took a video of it, but I never got to see it, which I would love to see that. Anyway, that was from their CD Traveling Home. It's a 3-CD set. And it's fabulous, all of it. So let's see. Before that, we heard Laser Lloyd, Time to Love. And we opened up with the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And we're going to go now to something from Madeline and Solomon, A Woman's Journey.
Stood in the darkness of night, screaming silently, "You're a man." Have you ever hoped that a time would come when your voice could be heard in a noonday sun? Have you waited so long till your unheard song has stripped away your very soul? Well, then, believe in my friend. The silence can end. We just got to get guns and be men. Oh, love.
katamar yifra keres balvanon yiske shetulim beveir adonai bechatzrot elohim yafrito od yenuvum beseva lesheinim veranalim yihiyu behagid ki yashar
Bye. trembling of die Zweigen. Schlaf, mein Teil, bei dein Wiegen will ich dich wiegen. Mach sie deine Eglacht zu, will ich dir singen, als in am Nieken in dein Ruhr. Will ich dich wiegen, dir singen, I lieu. Ist ein Wiegel, wo es ist gestanden, heus geflacht und von Glück. Und da, Mame, wirst am Morgen verstehen, kommt schon ein Kind mal nicht zurück. Schlaf, mein Kind, schlaf, weil ich dich will. Mach schon deine Eglach zu, will ich dich wiegen, dir singen, I love you.
Sie sehen dein Tag nur in deinem.
Wow, so gorgeous. That is Marta Sebastian, and it's from a release called Kismet on Ryko Rhino Records, Divoiko Moment.